Something was about to happen, and it was enormous. I call it a good luck pull from the land of the dead men. Alaska, of course. It was 3 months to the day after Frank's birth. Well, that was that she had told us all from up here in the study. It was a woman on the line, Daniel, and she had got Daniel. And she had a story to tell the police. Something she had told her. Well, we expected to be buying her back. They were on the plane from Alaska to the map. The young woman explained she and John had been engaged at the time of Frank's death, but he had commitment issues.
She lied that she wasn't staying there for his wedding.
She had the detective's undivided attention as she related what her husband had told her on the 4th of July.
He only came to talk to her new husband.
It looked as though the detectives were ready to put a bow on their investigation. Detective Elizabeth Messenger, who had fixed in the geography cell phone tower and suspect burner phone type right near the crime scene, and now added the story of the woman from Alaska, apparently her confession, and you should be ready to swear out a resume. First stop was at the office of State Police, and they confused us. Are we there? Yes. You're telling them, no, not quite. I wanted to make sure that through the investigation of Randy, that we had a motive. Obviously, in the case of Josh, we didn't the puzzle. We had a motive. Very afraid of Josh. He'd been violent with her in the past. He was thousands of miles away from her. Came up serious out of the most obvious is there's been some sort of a payment. He spent about a year building bank accounts, couldn't find it. Almost 2 years ago. How do you defoe that all the time? It's payroll. Or are you starting to lose faith in your clients? The investigation?
It's practical. My friend. We still have to do some more evidence.
But it's funny how things sometimes work out, because the investigators are about to get another bolt out of the blue lead, like the one from Alaska. It began with a warning, a message to the Facebook page of Dangerous Team. The temple had volunteered her husband to be part of the scout.
You know, sorry for her. It seemed a lot of value.
So much. Back in the time, the Dangerous Team had been working 2 years to spring our money. When he got to Facebook page, guess who she identified? It was the brother. None other than Sirius Underwood's wife. If the texture could be moved, they'd been abandoned and been here, randomly. The woman was not under the pressure. On the pressure, a little speaking, driving the car, and inside her. Josh Daniels was working to the time, and to the sanitized driver. He had been January 1st, 2012. What might you say?
An individual comes from the southwest side of the parking lot, shot the gun across the street, threw the pistol. He kept falling down, knocked down.
The texture claimed that Josh was in the victim of the problem, but actually one of the participants, and that his pal Sirius had been the mastermind, not only the architectural job, but the prime mover in a crime, responsible for multiple armed robberies, most of them captured on surveillance video. The two bodybuilders did the sideline. Excellent revelation.
Sirius Underwood at night doesn't come out and talk to others, or Rob and Cummins, Prescott, the Gabriel brothers. During the day, the guy loves them, they love him, trained with them, coached the boys, just an all around good American.
The cops believe that looking serious apartment find Josh Daniels for violent robbery would help nail the Randy Daniels.
You're on the right track for the robberies. It's time to try to stop Josh.
Back to life. When Josh landed at Hankton International, on slope, airport police whisked him to their bodies. Detective Mike took Josh photographs, marked his profile on his suspect.
Yes, I knew that. Well, it's totally
Detective Michael then handed Josh unbroken. Really? The cop accused Josh of bonding to see something that I think is bonding. Josh stuck to the court, then lawyered up. The detectives climbed home to the cop, who they had to work with him. But in any conspiracy, there's a weak link. Just had to take advantage of the situation. Coming up, you truly flat words.
You get the phone call saying, hey,
let's get the deal for the call. When Jake Love is on the hook, it's him.
They're your whole world. The one who'd do anything to protect. That's why Chrysler built the deal. I'm standing safe with your own brother. And it's also why we made it electric. If you can help your world save while protecting their future. Introducing the 2021 Chrysler Pacifica Plug-in Hybrid. Protect your world. A constant struggle, wasting time buying food you don't need, life getting in the way of eating well, unable to satisfy your picky eater, stuck in a rut making the same recipes over and over again. Hit refresh with HelloFresh this year. Free portioned ingredients, step-by-step recipes, delicious meals that everyone enjoys. Ready to change your routine? Hit refresh with HelloFresh. Code TV10 for 10 free meal boosts, free shipping. Moving our next card bonus, they told us that selling cards was 100% online. building an experience that lets you shop over 17,000 cards from home, creating a coast-to-coast network to deliver your cards to smartphones. Recruiting an army of customer apps make your experience incredible. It's a new global thing with powerful technology. That's why we've become the nation's fastest-growing retailer, because our customers love it.
I'm just on hold. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Rachel. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm sorry. I thought I was calling Eagle Moss.
Eagle Moss? Okay. I apologize about that. I have different campaigns that popped up at the same time. I apologize about that. Do you have a customer number or a customer ID?
I can try to find one. Hold on.
It's fine. I can take your first name.
Jamie McPherson, McPherson.
You say MC.
First name is Jamie. Last name is McPherson, McPherson.
And Jamie is spelled Jamie.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You doing okay today?
Yeah, I'm fine. I found an account number if it helps you.
Your name came up. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
The one you have on file is an old mailing address.
The 827.
827 Cambridge Street, and that was in Carlisle, mm-hmm. South Carolina. Mm-hmm. 29031.
Yes, ma'am. That's it. How can I assist you today?
Well, we actually bought a new house and moved, so we had stopped our subscription for the Ecto-1 model kit, and mm-hmm. I wanted to start that back up with a new mailing address and a new credit card.
Okay. Just give me just a second while I pull everything back up.
Take your time, sweetie.
Okay. Technology these days is just terrible.
Honey, I totally understand. When it works, it's great. And when it doesn't, oh, then the world ends.
No, right. Okay.
Don't worry, I've been doing this. You just do whatever you have to.
Okay, so we're gonna update first I'm gonna reactivate your account.
Sounds good.
And then get your address. So let me reactivate it first.
Sounds good to me.
How's the weather on your side of town?
You know what? It actually is not bad. We have a little bit of rain, but the temperatures are nice. We haven't had any winter weather, so I cannot complain.
Must be nice. Oh, my goodness. Okay, there we go. Can I please have your new address, please?
Sure, it is 100 Jackson Street, and that is in Clinton, South Carolina.
Clinton, like Bill Clinton?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's the zip code?
29325.
You said 39...
29325.
Okay. All right, let's update that. Okay, now let's update your credit card information.
Okay. You know, just been so busy trying to do some projects around the new house and getting settled in that he just hasn't had time for this, and I just didn't even think about calling to get it set back up for him.
Can I please have... Bad.
Yes.
Go ahead. Can I please have your card number?
Sure. It is 4736-9170-0090-7780.
And what's the expiration date? 8 of 24. Okay. All right. Your card information has been updated. If everything's fine on your account, your next shipment will be tomorrow.
Okay, great.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Miss Jamie?
No, ma'am. You have been wonderful. I appreciate all your help.
No problem. Thank you for being patient, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, sweetie. Good luck with the weather.
Thank you.